This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Two chances to pick up your G-Bag flag this week. Thursday, Richardson Bar and Grill on Campbell Road. Then Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings, Grand Prairie, and I-20 there. Both G-Bag and KMC are going to be out there on Friday. So we look forward to seeing you out there later on this week. Time now for TD Tuesday. Here they are, Wolchuk and Schiafalo.
Let's do it. Look forward to seeing you in Richardson on Thursday as well. But right now, let's recap some of the best touchdowns from the football weekend with some TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
Start in Santa Clara, California, where the homeless are crapping outside the stadium. Boom. And Pat Mahomes is crapping on defenders for pay dirt.
Fourth down, less than a yard for a touchdown. Mahomes takes the snap and wants to throw it. He'll step up into the pocket, flag on the play. Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. His first rushing touchdown since Christmas Eve of 2022 when Caitlin Clark was in the stadium. It's been that long for Mahomes to run it in for the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Sweet, sweet nectar. Thank you, Mitch Holthus and the Kansas City Football Radio Network.
Maybe
now,
that's what it is the rushing touchdowns from Mahomes.
Did you hear the explosion inside of that? A few years ago, we heard this in one of their calls. Can you play this? Dial this back if you don't mind, Lucius. Listen to the sound in the first like 15 seconds of this call. As soon as he scores, it's like a Transformer, Optimus Prime or something, just landed in the building.
Less than a yard for a touchdown. Mahomes takes the snap and wants to throw it. He'll step up into the pocket, flag on the play. Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Are they playing a drop? Do they have like an like a touchdown explosion?
It's like a
drop?
News stinger of some sort. Maybe it is for Mahomes' touchdowns rushing, though. That would make sense because he said it's been since this long, and we haven't heard it. Maybe since the last Mahomes rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt like people were banging on desks.
Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown.
No, that's definitely a sound.
Yeah, that's got to be like electronic audio type of vibes.
Oh,
that's
a drop sound.
Yeah. It's like
Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like if Peyton running the board like for a Cowboys game is when the Cowboys score a touchdown. There's like a touchdown drop that he plays immediately or something.
Okay.
I've never. The Chiefs are the only people to have ever done this. It sounds awesome.
Into the end zone.
It was badass. And the Colts badass. Shout out to
it was worthy. The truck stick. At first, I thought it might have been the truck stick, that noise.
Maybe it's just
like
the truck stick sounders.
Yeah.
We just called the truck stick.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is moving forward. I don't know. We have to be on the lookout for that one.
Let's
go to New England. Drake May, the rookie sensation, giving the Patriots, the soft Patriots, some new life.
Polk to the left, three to the right. May drops back. He steps in. He fires down the middle. The pass is going to be caught. Touchdown, Patriots, and KJ Osborne.
Holy cow, it's KJ Osborne with the catch of the day. I mean, this guy's been on the side of a milk carton.
Call him out. Call him out, Patriots Radio Network. Where the hell have you been, KJ Osborne? Well, he found the end zone for a TD.
That's right. That's right. He was a Drake May away from returning to old form. Shout out to KJ Osborne. All right, it's Monday Night Football. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Raymond James Stadium. Baker Mayfield tossing Zins in his lip and TDs to Mr. Evans.
Play action fake. Dropping back as Baker Mayfield looks toward, throws the ball toward the end zone. It's a caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Mike Evans has his 100th. 100 touchdowns for number 13. Fire those cannons. Fire them again.
Fire them cannons, fire them again.
Did you see Mayfield throwing a little lip pillow in there at one point?
Sure did.
How often are quarterbacks dipping nicotine and or other tobacco products during the game? I know players just in general will do that sometimes.
Larry Allen used to play with a dip.
That's right. Yeah, he's the famous one.
Used to carry, and then I knew I carried a can of Copenhagen for Jim McMahon. But he wasn't doing it while he was playing. He was just standing on the sidelines.
Sure he wasn't.
Throwing it out before he runs back onto the field.
Larry Allen played with a dip.
Man. I think a lot of players do. I would call it 15 or 20%.
Plenty
would
to
love to get the numbers on
maybe
that.
Maybe it's Zins. Yeah.
Next
now.
Time they do like an NFL player poll, this needs to be one of the questions.
Yeah, it should be.
Do you dip while you play?
Yeah.
Larry just swallowed the dip.
And I just
oh, wow. My gosh,
he swallowed
dude.
It?
Yeah.
That's a different kind. That's honest, that's a built like Broadus thing. I bet we could do a bet payoff for Broadus. You got to like eat some Copenhagen, and he'd probably that, just it'd be no problem for
that,
him.
That would I would throw up for sure.
Baker's swagger, though, his self-confidence is just off the Richter scale. It's jumping off the TV when he's doing interviews now. I don't know if that's still the case after throwing five picks over the last two games. But he's riding the Baker high right now. And you know that guy will go on some swings.
Totally.
Man. 2-4 says they do it for penalties as well, that noise for the Chiefs. But I have not heard this for the other touchdowns. Like
it's like a segue in a news story or a YouTube video that you're watching.
I
like,
trust
now we're watching one thing, we're going into the next thing.
Shout out to the 972.
Yeah, they're labeled as swooshes when we get our little sound packs. Ooh, swoosh three is fire.
All right, let's head to Jacksonville, where Parker Washington returned a punt for a TD.
Behringer to punt it away. Parker Washington, that is a cannon punt. Parker fields it all the way back at his 4-yard line to the 10-yard line, right up the middle of the field, 20, 25, 30, into the open field. Parker Washington along left sideline, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Parker Washington just brought it all the way back, and the Jags have extended the lead. How good is that?
96 yards.
96 yards.
Doug Peterson keeps his job for another week.
Hey, special teams TDs, they're rare, and anytime you're able to get one, it's a better day.
I mean, it's literally in the name, special teams TDs. They're special.
It's a special TD. Shout out to
especially
the
when you're going
Network.
Overseas, and now you're getting special foreign teams TDs.
Little fish and chips.
That's what you got going on right there. All right, we head to Atlanta, where it is bird on bird crime. Here's the most accurate passer in the sport, Geno Smith, to Mr. Metcalf.
Three-man rush. Geno steps up. He's going to throw the end zone. Got DK. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. What a bullet thrown by Geno Smith. DK Metcalf again between two defenders underneath the goalposts. Makes the reception. Holy catfish.
Holy catfish.
Good energy.
Wow, dude.
Guy's fired up.
Seahawks Radio Network. That was a nice punctuation there.
Yeah, that's never a radio network that you've got a question like the excitement for their TD calls. Mm. They get excited no matter what the TD looks like.
Yes, I appreciate that about them.
I do too. And that one especially.
There's so many different variations and varieties.
We had a catfish TD.
We had a catfish TD. Perhaps the first of its kind.
Never heard holy catfish.
Me either.
I get holy cow. People used to think cows were holy. I don't get catfish.
Mm. Yeah, I've never heard that one either. So I guess we made history here.
It's incredible.
First of its kind.
Hey, from that historical moment to another, Amari Cooper, first game as a Buffalo Bill, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Take it away, Bills Radio.
Second and 10 from the 12, play clock down to 5. Allen in the shotgun takes the snap. Blitz coming, fires over the middle for Amari Super. For a 12-yard touchdown reception.
As the mafia goes crazy.
Amari Super Cooper? Now that's a TD.
They almost had a Guinness record for most people motorboating at once there at Ralph Wilson after that touchdown. They were fired up, man. He's already a fan favorite. Amari Cooper.
I always laugh when he's trying to get his feet in because he doesn't have the best sideline awareness. So he'll do like little trips. When you're like, dude, you have plenty of space. It like, if he awkward. Was an outfielder, he would either run into the wall or be paranoid about the wall. He would never see the wall.
That's a good point, dude.
Crap, am I out of bounds? No, Amari, you're in the middle of the end zone.
One of my favorite quotes.
That's 5 yards to spare.
I heard Nick Saban on the McAfee show this week and talking about Amari Cooper, and he says, I think Amari Cooper sometimes is a little bit misunderstood because he's such a quiet guy. He says, I mean, he went through 3 or 4 years at Alabama, however long he was there, and I don't know if we ever had a conversation.
An amazing quote.
He is quiet. But he gets fired up on the sidelines sometimes. Those sounds of the sideline things were fun. He gets really high-pitched.
Yeah, he does. That's when he's excited.
Miss that guy.
Woohoo!
All right, where are we headed? Oh, we are headed to Louisville, Kentucky, a good old-fashioned noon kick for the Hurricanes to trip and stumble and fumble and bumble. But no, it's the Louisville football team. What are they, the Cardinals? It's the Cardinals fumbling, and it's the Hurricanes scoop and score. DTD.
Takes the handoff. Runs up the ball.
Ball, 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 ball
that?
Aguirre recovers it for Miami.
Aguirre. That's it. That might have been the best one of the weekend.
It's like they're racing each other.
Yeah. Hold on, it's a ball, it's a ball, it's a ball. Get it, get it. It's amazing. Shout out to the Hurricanes Radio Network. A defensive TD, also a rare TD. But you love it when you see it.
Yeah. No, you definitely do.
Absolutely. All right. Let's go to Cincinnati. Oh, it's my favorite radio crew, the Bengals Radio Network. And this one was fun because they opened the game with a rare kick return for a TD.
Here comes Hopkins. He swings the leg and thwack. We are underway. Wow. Charlie Jones catches right at the goal line and runs it out. Far side numerals for the 20, 25, 30. Nice. Only the kicker can tackle him. He failed to do it. Charlie Jones down the sideline. Woo. 20, 10, 5. Oh, dive for the pylon. Touchdown.
About it.
Or did he step out first?
No,
it's a touchdown. Charlie Jones, who had a punt return touchdown as a rookie last year against Baltimore, takes it 100 yards for a game-opening score.
Oh, he's out. No, he's in. Touchdown.
I love the Bengals Radio Network so much, man. Those guys are amazing. What's the play-by-play guy?
Well, Dave Lapham.
Dave Lapham, yeah.
He's always the he doesn't do any color. He does all. He's the cheerleader. He's the cheerleader for every.
There's no analysis in his game.
None,
just cheering.
No, just cheering the whole time.
Yeah. He's the one that has the pom-poms in the booth with him.
In both hands.
Yeah, that's sick. Okay, let's go to Lambeau. Speaking of sick, this was the unanimous piss missile of the week. Oh. Up for the missile of the year. It's Jordan Laser. Love to Tucker Kraft.
Plenty of time on the play clock. They did not huddle. Three receivers right, one to the left. Snap to Jordan Love. Rush on. He fires. Middle. Hands on. Diving.
What a ball.
Touchdown. A tracer from Jordan Love. Wow.
It's an unbelievable throw.
Dude.
I mean, it was a supersonic laser beam.
It was. It was.
To have the balls to think you could get it past that defender.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a laser and a rocket.
I know.
That's why he's going to throw interceptions every year, because he thinks he can make every throw, and damn it, he might be able to.
He has reason to believe it, yes. He's got some Favre to his game.
He does.
That is for sure.
Right by that guy's ear hole.
He's a roller coaster to watch. Like, as a Packers fan, you're like,
there's times where it's like you're having a heart. You're like, no, yes, yes. I mean, it reminds me of those NFL films with your guy Mike Holmgren back in the day. Like, don't do that. Yes, all right, let's go.
He's like consistently, it's like three touchdowns, two picks.
Yep. But those three touchdowns, my gosh, are some of the most beautiful TDs you've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to...
You don't see TDs like that in Wisconsin often.
No. Well, it can be a juggy
especially
state.
This time of year.
Let's go to Minnesota. We had another fumble recovery for a touchdown. This one was one of our draft show crushes, Ivan Pace.
Off play action again. No, in fact, they're going to hand this one off. It's picked off by Ivan Pace Jr. inside the 10.
How about that? And that's when you thought, wow, okay, the Vikings are going to, they're going to win this one.
Yeah.
Except the Acme brick selling kicker, Mr. Bates, steps up and splits the pipes.
That was an amazing play.
I am surprised that we even have a Texas touchdown to speak of. If you watched the first half of the game,
you
Quinn Ewers post-benching. Yes, Walter.
I got to call out Georgia's radio broadcast. Wanted to get some Georgia touchdowns. None of the calls were very good.
Oh,
is that really good.
Shots fired at the play-by-play guy?
Not even.
No excitement?
You would think it was a national broadcast. Not a lot of very monotone.
Just dry.
Didn't hear a lot of Bulldog energy.
Well, here's Craig Way giving you all
the energy.
Bulldogs win.
Matthew Golden tight to the formation on the short side to the right. Shotgun snap back to Ewers. Second down and goal over the middle. Caught by Blue. Touchdown, Texas. The slant. 17-yard touchdown, and the Longhorns are back in this football game.
Craig Way always brings it, though. You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to pick six, shall we? This one's a former Dallas Cowboy, Dante Fowler. Doesn't get his love from the Washington Commanders radio network because they, they messed up on who it was. Take it away,
Commanders. Put it loud here in Northwest Stadium. Third and nine at the
25-yard line. Sanders to the left of Dalton. Free rusher coming off the edge. Throws it. Oh. Picked off. Pinky Lumo. One man to beat. He does. Streaking down the sideline. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
They haven't had fun in that place since, what, 2020? The weird Heineke year?
Into the
playoffs.
The green lizard
year. That wasn't
year.
Even that fun.
But, yeah, no. this is like probably you got to go back RG3 rookie season.
Yes, you do.
2012 maybe?
Yeah.
My gosh. 2013? But you can hear it. Like, they are loving life right now. This is different.
Why wouldn't they be, man? I mean, Marcus Mariota stepping up in there and they don't miss a beat. Yeah,
it's crazy. Like,
it helps when you're playing the Panthers, but yeah. The Commanders are dialed right now. All right, we wrap things up in College Station, and it's Texas. If you ever wanted to know what the athletic prowess of a Le'Veon Bell, Randy Moss baby would look like, the Aggies are giving it to you.
It's a give to Le'Veon. Le'Veon on the right side, inside the five, pushing that pile. Ooh. Le'Veon, Theo hits him from behind and pushes him into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Aggies!
It's a...
Le'Veon Moss is that guy's name.
Le'Veon Moss, yeah. Pushed from behind for the TD. It's a rare one.
Yeah, painted the picture there.
TD right there.
It is certainly unique, and there it is, man.
Ooh, fantastic, sterling work once again, gentlemen. Thanks for helping us relive the touchdown weekend that was in the NFL and college football. Two chances to pick up a G-Bag flag coming Thursday, Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road. Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings, Grand Prairie, there on I-20. And both G-Bag and KMC are going to be at that B-Dubs on Friday, so we hope to see you there. All right, well, Chuck, exactly what are we in for next?
I don't know. We're going to find out. That's next.